Peace. May Allah accept, Ya Rab. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the next 20 days, inshallah ta'ala, full of barakah and khair, inshallah ta'ala. MashaAllah, we are, alhamdulillah. I do apologize. I was supposed to get the paper ready for you all today. Inshallah, I'll do it tomorrow. I had a bit more work today than I expected. But inshallah, that tomorrow, inshallah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua list that everyone has asked for, mashallah, may Allah to reward everyone. It's when you're going to get the list, you'll see it's very short duas, yet to have such impact on a person's life, right? So inshallah, I hope everyone benefits greatly from these durus, these lessons here. And may Allah make these du'as a means of changing our own lives, inshallah, for the better, inshallah. So, inshallah, tonight, because of our fundraiser, I'm going to keep it a little bit shorter. We have a lot of du'as, actually, mashallah, that have come up. And in our recitation tonight, we're going to read from Surah Al-Kahf. And this du'a is a very remarkable du'a. There's a couple of du'as in Surah Al-Kahf. But the du'a that we're going to focus on today is an amazing du'a. What I would, if I wanted to explain what the du'a is, the dua, the impact of this dua is that if you're in a situation that seems very uncomfortable to you, or a situation that seems difficult for you, something that doesn't make sense for you, this is the dua to change that, to become something better for yourself, inshallah ta'ala. That Allah, whatever this musibah or this difficulty that you're in, Ya Allah, I want you to change it. Not only change it to get it away, but make it into something good for me. This is that dua. What is the dua? The dua of the people of the Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave. You all know very famously the story where they were a group of Innam fityatun amanu rabbi wa zidnahum huda. Allah Ta'ala describes the story in detail in the Quran actually. Allah Ta'ala says about these youths that have they were following from the deen of Isa alayhi salam and tawheed and the oneness of Allah. They were people that were believing in the oneness of Allah. During that time, what happened was there was a ruthless king, and their people in their community were worshipping shirk. They were doing other things and doing associating partners of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what happened was these boys, subhanAllah, they were very strong on their tawheed, and they tried their best to convey the message to their people. Eventually, what happened was the people kind of forced these group of boys to either return back into the religion of their forefathers, or they will execute them. They will kill them. Could you imagine that? The difficulty that they went through. This example is given by to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the people of Makkah for a reason. Because why? The Muslims in Makkah were in a very difficult state. They were persecuted and attacked for their Islam. Could you imagine that? SubhanAllah. And so many of our Muslims today feel the same exact experience. The Meccan Muslims, what happened to them? What's happened to us today? Think about people in India, for example, in Uyghur, for example, in Palestine, for example. Just because they say La ilaha illallah, people are bombing them and attacking them. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, SubhanAllah. The thing is that, SubhanAllah, these boys, mashallah, when they were forced with this decision here, they said either return back to the religion of the forefathers or be executed. Or they said, we have a third option. We could run away. Right? And so they said that there is a place where we could run to and flee, which is the cave they used to go to. They had a cave which was their meeting spot location. What's what Kahf means, right? Kahf is a cave. They said they used to go there regularly and meet up there. They said we can go there and hide and try our best to flee from them. So now the thing is, they don't know how long they're gonna go. They didn't bring any food with them. You have to understand the situation, right? They have no idea how long they're going to be in the cave for. Will the people find them or not? Will they have enough food to survive or not? Right? Will this? If you start making the plan in your mind, there's so many complications that come up to try to live in a cave. Okay? Everyone can agree, right? There's no bed inside there. It's not a 5-star hotel. There's nothing there. SubhanAllah. It's a difficult life to be there. But they said what? Idh awal fityatu ila al-kahfi. When the boys, they took refuge in the cave. And they looked at the cave and said something so remarkable. They said, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. Oh Allah, they asked Allah for his mercy, right? But they said, atina. They said, Allah, bring your mercy down with ease. Because when you want the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, I tell you, subhanAllah, some of us don't know how to ask Allah properly. So then you end up asking for trials and musibah from Allah. Because why? Because the mercy of Allah can come to you in two ways. The mercy of Allah can come in an easy way. The mercy of Allah can come in a difficult way. When you ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I ask you for your mercy. Say, I ask your mercy with afia. It's something you should remember. When you ask Allah for His mercy and His rahmah, say with afia, Ya Allah. Because when you ask with afia, Allah says, okay, I was going to give him musibah and he's going to get the rahmah afterwards, right? SubhanAllah. This is how you, mashallah, you learn to ask. They say, Allah, Rabbana atina. Oh Allah, give it with ease. Min ladunka. I don't want a normal mercy. I want min ladunk. Indi sayyara. You say, I have a car in Arabic. Okay, you will never say ladayya sayyara. That would make no sense. Because indi means it's like out there. It's next. I possess it. Laday ladun, that means it's on your possession.
Like you would say, your keys are on you. You get what I'm saying? In Arabic, when you say min ladunk, you're saying, Ya Allah, I don't want a mercy that's out there. I want a mercy that's close to you, next to Rabbul Arsh al-Azim. I want that type of special mercy. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. What is rahma? People need to understand what rahma is. You don't understand what rahma is, so how are you going to enjoy it? Rahma, mashallah, I give you the mother's womb. Subhanallah, the mother, mashallah, the Arabic for womb, the place where the baby is, right? It's called rahim. What is rahim? The mother could be going through everything in the world. Everything, right? She could be jogging, she could be fighting, she could be arguing with her husband, she could literally be outside and like the earthquake could be happening. Everything could be happening to her. Eating, drinking, everything, right? She's having difficulty, hardship, whatever, right? But what is the baby feeling? Rahma. At all instances, no matter what is happening on the outside, the baby just feels like everything is fine. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma. Ya Allah, we're looking at this cave right now. Rabbana, we need from you a very special mercy that will make this cave and calamity feel like the best place in the world right now for us. This is what they're saying. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana. And Allah Ta'ala transform. Hayya, Arabic is to take something and make it into a different form. Okay? When subhanAllah, you see a bunch of Legos. And what do the kids do? Or Minecraft. This is much more modern, subhanAllah, right? This is Yahya, subhanAllah. He's playing Minecraft, mashallah, and he made like three Kaabas, and he made like, you know, this amazing house. He made one house for me, one house for his sister, one house for his mother and everything, subhanAllah. He's making houses for everyone, but they're just small little blocks, right? What is he doing, subhanAllah, right? Mashallah, the Legos, the clay. What can you craft, right? What can you make from it? Ya Allah, we're looking at this cave right now, and we know this is your makhluk, this is your creation, Ya Allah. It looks like a cave, but Allah, if you want, it could be a five-star hotel. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. Ya Allah, what we want is that you take this matter that we're in, this difficulty that we're in, the hardship that we're in. We have no idea where we're going to eat, where we're going to sleep, everything. All these different problems we're having. Ya Allah, we want you to transform them, not just make them into something normal, but we want to get rashada. We want hidayah from this. We want that we enjoy this, we're going to get guided from this matter. I tell you, subhanAllah, this is a dua for people who live in Manhattan. This is a dua for people who live in Manhattan. They're next to the Kaaba of Iblis, Madison Square Garden. Allahi, from the barakah of these duas, Allah will make them feel even more bliss than in front than even if they were in front of the Kaaba Sharifa. Because why? Because Allah that can do. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Allah, transform our matter, make it into a means of guidance for us, that we feel more guided from this situation. Now, the barakah of this dua. Barak of this dua. This is the beauty of this part. Is that normally Allah Ta'ala doesn't tell you what happens after. So Allah Ta'ala said, you know what? I'll let you know what happened when these people, these young boys looked at the cave, made such a powerful dua, asked me for my mercy, asked me for my guidance, and asked me to transform the situation. I took that cave. Allah Ta'ala said, I struck their ears. In Arabic, that is an expression. When you have a baby to try to help them go to sleep, what do? You just tap them a little bit, you move them around. فَضَرَبْنَا we nudged them in the ears so they could sleep for years. How many years did Ashabul Kahf sleep in? Yeah, 309, 300 based on different ways of calculating. 300 based on the solar calendar, and 309 based on the lunar calendar. They slept for 300 years. How long can you sleep? SubhanAllah, even if I gave you all day, I said, no, nothing to do. Still, you'd get tired of the bed. You're so tired, but eventually you become tired of the bed. Allahu Akbar. This is when you have your nice pillows, your memory foam, your mattresses, mashallah. These pillows that feel like clouds, Allahu Akbar, you sleep on. Yet you cannot sleep on them for so long. And subhanAllah, eventually you get tired, eventually you get hungry, eventually you have to get up to use the bathroom. Allahu Akbar, when you have roza, right? When you have roza fasting, there's somewhere randomly you have to use the bathroom every single time. You want to sleep, but it's not happening. SubhanAllah, when we have comfort, we don't get the raha. When we have the mattress, we don't get the comfort. Yet subhanAllah, they had a cave before them. They slept better than anyone could sleep in a five-star hotel. Such a sleep they had. No need of food, no need of drink, no need of anything. The churning and the tossing, Allah Ta'ala turned them and tossed them, mashallah, to make sure they could sleep properly. That floor of the cave, how cold was it? Wallahi, at that time, subhanAllah, was probably more comfortable than any heat in the world. And subhanAllah, the rocks that they slept on, probably more comfortable than any pillows. 309 years they slept in the cave, subhanAllah. Along with that, what did the sun do? The sun was commanded by Allah Ta'ala, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَ تَزَاوَرَ عَنْ كَهْفٍ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِيبًا ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. Whenever you come up in the morning, it's the most annoying thing when the sun comes up in the morning. All right? This is the most annoying thing. Allah Ta'ala said, تَزَاوَرَ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ. It is ziyarah of their cave. When you visit someone's house, you make ziyarah, right? You visit, right? The ziyarah is very short. Allah said, we gave them enough, the sun to come in quickly, give them the heat for the day, and they just kept going. And when it went down at suntime, at sunset, that's also a very annoying time, but no one's asleep. It gets very bright. Allah says, taqriduhum. It did them a favor. That is shimal. It didn't bother them either. Allah literally warped the world because of the barakah of this dua. My brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanAllah, they woke up, and mashallah, they did not even know when they woke up. Allahu Akbar, this is the best type of sleep, right? When you don't know what time it is in the day anymore. This is jet-like sleep. Jet-like sleep is remarkable because you wake up, you're like, what time is it? Is it Qiyamah today? What happened, subhanAllah? Where is everyone? Right? Aina tazhabun? Where'd you all go, right? SubhanAllah, this is how we feel. Allahu Akbar, Ashab al-Kahf woke up. They started to argue with each other. How long did we sleep? You know, labisna yawman wa ba'da yawm. Maybe like a day, half a day or something. They're like, man, rabbuku a'lamu bima labistum, man, we're hungry now. Can you go get some food, subhanAllah? Literally, Allah shut down. He stopped their food process in the body. So that way they don't have to worry about food and nutrients, anything like that. The barakah of this dua is magnificent, brothers and sisters in Islam. Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. That's beautiful, mashallah. It's from the first 10 ayat. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? The first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf that people should regularly read, mashallah. I think, inshallah, when you're having this difficulty in your life, I'm telling you, subhanAllah, make this dua. Ya Allah, I'm going through a hardship I could never even imagine myself going through. But Ya Allah, if you want, you can make this into hidayah for me. And Ya Allah, you can give me rahmah from this, right? I'll tell you, many people, subhanAllah, don't want to give too many stories, but Allahu Akbar, people who have gone through difficult marriage situations and difficult children situations, they make dua from this. Ya Allah, my child is like this and this. Ya Allah, transform into something better. Allah to transform the child, mashallah. I ask Allah for tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. Won't take any much longer for today, inshallah. May Allah allow us that we can use the dua and become people who become better in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal and become people whose lives are transformed, inshallah ta'ala.